now, let's do this. Any questions on jobs?
Name?
Christina Shields.
Location?
Lisa Walker Recruitment, Leeds.
Expertise?
Recruitment and careers.
Have you got a question on recruitment and careers? For Christina, if you do, 0800 389 3333, text 81333, start that message with the word Leeds, or email richardstead@bbc.co.uk.
The Professionals on BBC Radio Leeds.
Christina, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Just sit a little bit close to that microphone for me, Christina, if you wouldn't mind. We've spotted something in today's Daily Express that I want to start with. And this is, advice from recruitment agencies. It doesn't say which one. But apparently there's been a shift in what people should wear to job interviews. Previously, and many people will know this, the advice was to wear a tie. However, you're now apparently being advised to wear smart casual. Is this a shift that you've noticed, and how should people dress to impress at a job interview?
I think it's more dependent on the industry. So we see a lot more technology companies, creative companies, agencies, in which case you'd expect someone to be a bit more casual. It's more about doing the research of where you're going for an interview, and if it's more of a professional corporate company, then you still need to be in that suit, attire, wearing a tie, but more of the casual aspect from an agency creative perspective, I'd say.
Is there anything wrong with asking what you're supposed to wear?
No, I think it's more being proactive and showing an interest, and that you want to make a really great impression. So there's no reason why you can't ask, or maybe do some research on LinkedIn, or looking at the company website.
Job interviews fascinate me, because doing this job, it's not really the kind of way it works. In a way, you kind of bumble around from job to job, really. But I know somebody who does a bit of hiring and firing, and they're very much of a mind that if you give somebody an interview, they've already half got the job, if not a little bit more, because they've obviously impressed with their application or their CV or anything. And although maybe you couldn't say it, probably employment law would stop you, it's a little bit of a personality test, isn't it? It's a little bit of seeing what that person's like in front of you, rather than analysing their skills and their skill sets.
Yeah, because a lot of the time is obviously they need to have the right skills and experience to do a role, but from both sides, from someone going into a company and a company looking to recruit, it needs to be a personality, a culture, a behavioural match, as well as having the right skills for the role to make sure they're going to stay, long term with the company.
Something we've mentioned this week, and I know it's something you'd like to talk about, is Mental Health Awareness Week. There's been a lot of focus in particular this year on mental health in the workplace. Now, is that in terms of engagement, Christina?
Yeah, in relation to engagement, I think over recent years we've seen a lot more awareness in the workplace in terms of mental health, well-being, engagement, and people are having a more of an open door policy. Employers are putting in place more engagement strategies to make sure they've got good, healthy well-being and work-life balance within the workplace. So it's really positive that a lot more employers are getting on board with this and having that offering, and just the awareness to look, what to look out for and make sure they're implementing these things.
Does it impact people looking for jobs if they are struggling with their mental health at that time? Is it something that you find people are reluctant to share, perhaps with prospective employers and the like, or not?
I think it's still, as much as there is more awareness, it still is sort of a taboo subject, and people are a bit reluctant in terms of how it might be viewed. But I think as we go on, it's going to be more and more open, and people have just more understanding of what it means, and it doesn't necessarily have a negative impact on someone in, their day-to-day role. It's more about just being aware of sometimes they may need to take a little bit of time out or just additional support in certain things. So I wouldn't say it's a massive detriment.
Carl says, good morning. Have I left it too late to look for some seasonal work? I guess we're coming into the summer season, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, predominantly over the summer months, there is a lot of temporary work, especially in the Leeds area. We often recruit across the summer period for short-term temporary work. And I'd say it's never too late, really. There's always some ad hoc opportunities or, short-term projects over summer months.
If sort of Christmas seasonal work tends to be retail, what's summer seasonal work predominantly then?
You'd still get the retail, but also customer service, administration, contact centres, but also projects as well, project management.
Let me talk to you about CVs. We've done job interviews. Mm-hmm. A teacher has been banned from teaching after lying on his CV. A maths teacher, this is from down in Brighton and Hove, admitted he lied when he said he got a 2-1 degree to get a job. He worked at the school as a teacher for nearly a year before resigning in March, since been banned, as I say, from teaching. How dangerous, how big a no-no is it, fibbing on your CV?
I think it's the ultimate no-no in terms of CVs. If you put anything on there that you can't justify or back up at an interview stage or further down in your role, if you've been successfully selected for that company, you're going to be putting yourself in a really bad position. It's, you know, if you can't delve into that further and explain why you've put something on your CV or back that up with your experience and actually working on the job, then you're putting yourself in a really bad position.
On the email this morning, and you've already mentioned this website, LinkedIn. This is from Bex, who says, I'm currently looking to change career. I've been told that it would benefit me to be on LinkedIn. I can't make head nor tail of it. I'm quoting directly here. And for anybody who can't, just give us a brief overview of what is LinkedIn, Christina?
Well, LinkedIn is probably the biggest professional network in terms of social media. And in this day and age, it's more and more important to have an active presence on there as a job seeker and as an employer as well. So it's really important to have yourself on there for networking purposes, for recruiters looking for candidates for their clients, but also just you can build your knowledge. There's so much on LinkedIn in terms of business market information. So it's really important to be on there.
And just finally, I've got a few friends who are parents of children going into the exam stage of the year, which is where we are at the moment. Some will have already my kids are too young, so I don't know exactly where we are with GCSEs and A-levels and the like. But what would you as a careers advisor be saying both to students sitting exams and maybe slightly concerned parents, grandparents and the like of students? What do people need to be thinking about immediately after whatever kind of results that they get?
Yeah, I think it's really important. And for those people that are in the here and now, you know, taking their GCSEs, my niece is taking her GCSEs at the moment, there's a big focus and pressure on doing well. Obviously, it's really important to do well and think about potentially where you're going to go in terms of subject choices. Are you going to further your education? But there's no pressure in terms of needing to know exactly where your career potentially might be. There are certain grades in terms of maths and English that are always important further down the line with jobs, but just kind of focus on what you're doing at the moment and hopefully get through them, but not too much pressure in terms of what it will define in terms of your career.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Very nice to see you. That's Christina. She is one of our professionals. And there'll be another one on Monday morning, Johnny I. Anson, in this seat, answering your questions between 7:45 and 8:00.
The professionals on BBC Radio Leeds.